One of the biggest things you got to figure out in your business is what things are you doing twice that can give it to somebody else? Something as simple as maybe paying your bills or answering emails or putting stuff on your agenda.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, so I'm going to talk about who you should hire first, who should be your first hire. Now, there's two different ways about this. There's a way if you're starting with capital, you got money in the bank, and there's another way if you're limited on capital, right? If you don't have that much money in the bank. So if you already have some capital, you can hire high-level people right off the bat, right? You can go ahead and hire a COO right away, which basically is a chief operation officer, and he can start integrating and building out your company, right? You can start interviewing people and start bringing on strategic partners or team members to help you grow your business. That's if you got money in the bank, right? It's a lot easier than for you to throw some sweat equity. That way, you don't have to start doing all the systems and processes yourself. You don't have to sit there and do it all on your own, right? The notepad and your pen, right? Do it all on your own. But if you have capital, trust me, it's a lot easier, but you got to be careful. You just don't overspend it. Usually the most expensive part of any business is the payroll. I mean, that's almost every business out there. So you got to make sure you're able to manage that. Okay. But now if you're limited on capital, who should be your first hire? So one of the biggest things you got to figure out in your business is what things are you doing twice that can be given to somebody else, right? Something as simple as maybe paying your bills, right? Or answering emails or putting stuff on your agenda, scheduling appointments or vetting through whatever it is, right? Like maybe whatever the process you have that takes time that you can teach somebody to do it and they can do it for you, that's the first thing you start getting off your plate, right? So you want to hire yourself an assistant. Somebody to come in and they can start taking some of this load off of you. It has to get done. It is important, but it's something you can teach somebody, maybe how to screen a call, how to screen an email, whatever your business is, especially like in real estate, right? Maybe they're helping you with your agenda. They're helping you put together emails. They're helping you on social media, on Facebook, helping you answer or post questions on your Facebook page or et cetera, right? Just stuff that takes time out of your day. And now you can focus on things that make you money, right? Like what makes you money and what you need to focus on to make money. And then everything else, you should have somebody else take care of. So right away, you should be able to hire yourself an assistant, right? It can be somebody local. Maybe you don't need somebody for 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week starting off, right? You can find somebody who maybe a man or a woman, right? We're 2022, man stay home with the kids as well, right? Woman goes to work, man stay home, kid, okay? Maybe there's somebody, a single parent, that stays home from 8 a.m. until 1 because they take their kids to school. Now they got to go pick them up at 1, you know? Put a post on your local neighborhood Facebook group, right? If you have those neighborhood Facebook groups where all the gossip happens, right? Say, hey, I'm looking for a part-time assistant. I'll pay X amount of dollars an hour just to run some errands, do some work for me, you know, a couple of times, couple of days per week, right? And you'll find somebody who's well-qualified, who used to be in the workforce, but now they're maybe staying home because their kids are at school, right? But they can't have a, you know, full-time job, right? And they don't want a full-time job. Maybe they want to feel involved in something, right? They want to get involved. So they come on 2-3 hours per day, every day, or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, whatever fits your budget and whatever fits your needs. And as you grow, you give them more to do. At some point, they won't be able to help you anymore, and then you hire somebody full-time, right? So a lot of people say, well, what if I don't have whatever, $30,000 a year to pay somebody, $15,000 a year to pay somebody, you know, if you're going to do it part-time, I don't have that money right now. Well, don't think about it as a $15,000 investment in 1 year, right? Just try it out for 90 days, right? If you're going to pay somebody $1,000 a month to just help you, okay, that's $12,000 a year. Well, you don't budget that in your mind. Try it out for 90 days. That's only $3,000, right? You can say only, but it's $3,000. And then see how much time it saves you. You should be able to make more than that $3,000, okay? And then you don't think about it as a $12,000 investment, $40,000 investment, $100,000 investment, right? It's only a 90-day trial. And give it a try that way. That's the first hire you should make. Somebody to take some of the busy work that is important off your shoulders so you can focus on the big picture and start making some money. So don't forget, subscribe to the channel. Check me out on Instagram. I have a lot of content out there. So I'm Javier Hinojo. Talk to you next time.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.